November 22nd marks the 25th anniversary of the assassination of President Kennedy. No matter where you were at the time, it didn't take long before you were in front of your television. Television critic David Bianculli remembers how the medium responded to this national tragedy. He also has a review of some new TV programs that investigate and commemorate the end of America's Camelot.
It was 1:40 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, partway through As the World Turns, when CBS interrupted its regular programming for a news bulletin. The anchorman was Walter Cronkite. The date was Friday, November 22, 1963.
Here is a bulletin from CBS News. In Dallas, Texas, three shots were fired at President Kennedy's motorcade in downtown Dallas. The first reports say that President Kennedy has been seriously wounded by this shooting.
After switching back to a few seconds of a coffee commercial, CBS News returned again and didn't leave the story for 4 days. Within an hour, CBS was the first network to confirm the worst.
From Dallas, Texas, the flash, apparently official, President Kennedy died at 1 p.m. Central Standard Time, 2 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, some 38 minutes ago. Vice President Lyndon Johnson has left the hospital in Dallas, but we do not know to where he has proceeded. Presumably, he will be taking the oath of office shortly and become the 36th President of the United States.
The other networks were there, too, pursuing the story just as vigorously, cautiously, and emotionally. For the next 4 days, network television galvanized the nation and became a mature medium of communications by following the story all the way, from first news flash to last rites, from Kennedy's assassination to his funeral and afterward. This came only 2 months after CBS expanded its nightly newscast from 15 minutes to a half hour. The technology was new and the coverage unprecedented. This month, on the 25th anniversary of the JFK assassination, television retrospectives are everywhere, and there are four in particular that everybody should watch. One is a two-hour CBS special anchored by Dan Rather, televised this Thursday night. It condenses CBS's coverage at the time and includes one piece of footage not shown on TV until many years later, the home movie taken by Abraham Zapruder of Kennedy and Connolly being shot. The Arts and Entertainment Network will interrupt its own programming on November 22nd at 1:56 p.m., precisely when NBC aired its first bulletin 25 years earlier, and will present, without interruption, the next 6 hours of everything NBC's viewers saw back then. It does not, however, show NBC's major scoop that weekend, because it didn't happen until Sunday. While the other networks stayed with a memorial service for Kennedy, NBC cut away just in time to show live coverage of Lee Harvey Oswald being transferred from city to county jail and being shot on live TV by Jack Ruby. CBS and ABC, using the recent innovation of instant replay, quickly and constantly showed the same thing and in slow motion. That coverage can be seen on JFK, A Time Remembered, an excellent retrospective broadcast next Monday on most PBS stations. It has news and footage of the time interspersed with recollections of people from that era. Dan Rather, for one, talks more sincerely and passionately than I've ever heard him. And this is the program that includes the close-up shot of the president's son, John John, saluting his father's passing casket. Finally, this week's Nova on PBS is called Who Shot President Kennedy? It uses modern scientific advances to probe further into the Kennedy assassination. The computer simulations of the motorcade, from Kennedy's viewpoint, are amazing. The conclusions are careful and logical, and the special is narrated by Walter Cronkite. Time flies, but it doesn't heal the pain.
David Bianculli is television critic for the New York Post.